So, Emmanuel, we are less than 2 weeks away from the beginning of camp. What's going through your head?
Continuously prepare for these last couple of days, and you know, I'm excited. I'm ready to get to work. I'm not gonna lie to you. I enjoy myself out there during OTAs of continuously getting better in the playbook. So I'm ready to pick up where I left off.
You got to spend a lot of time with Peyton Manning. You took extra passes and you know, receptions with him at the end of OTAs. What was that like for you?
It was fun. You know, I heard a lot about Peyton prior to meeting him. But after meeting him and seeing his work ethic and seeing how every single day, like you said, after practice of OTA, we would sit down and or we would be out on the field running routes, and he'll be giving me signals and things of that sort, just trying to get me caught up with the playbook. And he wasn't only taking me. He was taking rookies, undrafted rookies that, you know, a lot of people, you know, count out sometimes, you know, and look down upon. But, you know, he's a genuine guy, and I'm happy that I'm, you know, he's one of my teammates now.
What was your takeaway from the limited amount of time, OTAs, mini camp, about the Broncos? What do you take away from it?
It's a first-class organization. It's an organization that I'm proud to be a part of. You know, they do everything, you know, from a first-class standpoint, like I said, and I'm talking in terms of from a weight room preparation. You know, they have four or five guys, you know, that's training, you know, that's on the training staff. And then not only that, they have iPads and things of that sort that you can go home and watch film on. So they want to win, and I want to win. So we definitely we have something in common within itself right there.
You called playing with Peyton Manning wide receiver heaven, you know, like the June Jones offense again.
It all looks good on paper, and that's where you want to start, right? You want to make it look good on paper, and I think John Elway has did a great job of doing that. But within itself, we all know that we got to continuously put in the work. And we got guys that's willing to do that. I mean, we can sit up there and say that, yeah, we're this great group and we got this great quarterback, but it's not going to happen on its own. You got to make it happen. So, you know, I'm big on continuously working, putting your head down, and then just you'll see the results at the end of it.
You brought up John Elway. At your initial press conference, he said that you're just scratching the surface on your career. But he also pointed out that, you know, making people miss after catches was third in the NFL last year. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, and that's the thing. When I enter free agency, I said I want to be a part of a great organization that wants to win, and I want to be a part of a passing attack. And I got that all in one. I feel like the Broncos offense, and not only that, the Broncos organization fits me. You know, going to a passing offense and with a quarterback that can anticipate, the ball's going to be there even more faster. So hopefully, you know, I was third last year. Hopefully I could be number one. You know, I always want to strive to be the best. So with Peyton putting those passes on the money and me able to get the ball faster, maybe that'll accumulate to making more people miss.